My name is Stephanie B. Welcome to the Ranger Buck podcast series, the experts in exclusive luxury African safaris. Throughout this series, we'll explore absolutely everything you could ever want to know about traveling to Africa, and more specifically, Southern Africa for a safari. If you'd like to see what Ranger Buck has to offer, or if you have any questions, head on over to www.rangerbucksafaris.com. Welcome to the fifth episode of the Ranger Buck podcast series. Today I have got photographic guide and ranger Liam Henderson with me. Malamala Game Reserve is the safari industry's blueprint for the luxury photographic safari. In existence since 1927, this massive, thriving tract of land offers the most exciting wildlife experience this side of the equator. It also lies strategically sandwiched between the Kruger and Sabi Sands Reserve. Liam, we are going to break down everything that there is to know about a photographic safari, how it differs from a traditional safari, and what to expect. Before we get started, though, Liam, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Awesome. I've actually just come back from my morning safari out there in the bush.
Oh, my goodness. I am incredibly jealous. We are going to get to some good and juicy stories in a bit. But let's start off with your job as a photographic guide. Do you yourself take photos? Are you knowledgeable in photography?
Yes, I am. I've been taking photos, after wildlife photos, for the past 3 years since I've been a guide. And it's been a journey of myself taking photos. Like, if I go back and look at my first photos I've taken when I first got my first camera, which was my cell phone and a pair of binoculars, I've come a long way since then.
Wow, so, okay.
It's always a growing field that you learn something new every time you go out there. And you're always learning the new cameras that are coming out, especially with these like mirrorless cameras that are coming out. We're always learning new things out there. But yeah, I really do enjoy taking photos, and yeah, that's one of the perks of my job.
So are you able to provide help or advice for guests if they need it on a photographic safari?
Yes, definitely. There's different styles about how you do that. For example, if guests are looking for a type of shot, I can sort of help them get them in the right sort of ballpark to get that shot. But I've noticed that how some people always say, what settings are you on? What settings are you on? And I always just tell them, well, I'm on these settings because I want this type of shot. And if they want to do that, but if they say, oh, I want to freeze the image, and I'll say, well, you got to have this, this, and this, so to speak.
Tell me a little bit more about the Game Drive vehicle. Is it specifically or specially adapted to suit the needs of a photographer who maybe has a massive telephoto lens?
Yes, it is. So the photographic vehicle here, it's well equipped for that. It's essentially a private vehicle. You book it out on a day-to-day basis if you want to come on a safari vehicle. But yeah, there are sliding rails with beanbags mounted to them. There's big storage boxes for the big telephoto lenses that people do come here with. Smaller compartments around there. Beanbags, you get a ranger for yourself. And the best part about that, as I'm sure people will understand about coming out here on safari, is that you get to spend time in the vehicle and you can spend as much time as you want out there during the day on safari.
And is there more space in the vehicle in comparison to a traditional game drive vehicle, just in terms of getting the right angles to get the animals depending on what side of the car they're on, and the fact that maybe there are less people in the car than a normal game drive vehicle?
Yeah, those two factors do come into play. Our photographic vehicle here is a Land Rover. We have a very soft space in our hearts for all our Land Rovers out here. So the vehicle is smaller than that would be a Land Cruiser, so we are able to maneuver it very effectively around here. But the fact that if you do book it out, you can have, if you want to book it out for safari, guests that have six of them, or three, or two, or one, the space is relative to how many people you have on the vehicle with you.
And in terms of equipment, what happens if I arrive at the lodge and I realize, oh my goodness, I've forgotten my prime lens. Oh no, I didn't bring my telephoto with me. Do you have equipment to rent?
We don't have equipment to rent. It's something in the pipeline we are looking at. We are looking at going in that direction, having more equipment to rent when it comes to camera bodies, lenses, cards, more bean bags, rails. We are in that process of moving towards that, but we're not there yet. So as of right now, we don't offer that at the moment.
Then the photographic safaris, are they only for professional photographers? If I'm an amateur photographer, maybe a hobby photographer, is it something that would suit me as well?
Yes, it is. The benefits of booking a photographic safari out there or a stay here is the fact that if you do have your own vehicle, then you can spend as much time as you want out there. Whereas if you just come here, you, as a normal paying guest, even with your cameras, you might be limited because we have to accommodate everyone on the vehicle. So by having a photographic vehicle, you can have all the bells and whistles that go with it, and you get the opportunity to spend above and beyond hours out there in the bush looking for animals or even spending time with the animals that you do find.
And what time of day do you like to go out to get the best photos?
Well, it differs on a seasonal basis, but for example, this morning we're still sort of in winter at the moment, heading towards spring, but this morning we were out of camp at 6 o'clock. Sunrise is at about 6:30, so we're out early before sunrise, and we did it because you want to be out there when there is that golden light, that golden hour when things are just right. And we were fortunate enough to have a leopard with a kill in the tree not too far from camp, and we had discussed it the night before. We want to be there as the light's coming up. Hopefully the leopard's still going to be there. We got there this morning just as the sun was coming up, and there, lo and behold, the leopard was in the tree with perfect golden light in it.
Oh my goodness.
And the rest is just awesome.
Wow, you have just described the ultimate experience, I think, for anyone who is interested in a photographic safari. So tell me a little bit more about extra costs. Are there extra costs involved if I would like to get into the photographic vehicle?
Yes, it is. So for Mala Mala Game Reserve, the current cost for the photographic vehicle is $700 a day, so that's from midday to midday, and that's for this year, and then next year it's going up to $770. You can check all of this out on the Mala Mala website. It's all there under the rack rates.
And knowing that it's not guaranteed to necessarily see the animal you want, I know you say that you had this amazing opportunity to photograph the leopard this morning, but it's not always guaranteed. You're not always necessarily going to find every single animal. But what kind of animals can you expect to see, and what has been the most amazing encounter you have been able to photograph personally with an animal?
Well, yeah, we never guarantee anything out here, because it is nature, and it humbles you when you think you can. But what I will say is that it's the fact that you get to spend more time. It's not you only get 3 hours in the bush and then you have to come back. How we do it, we take a photographic vehicle, you take breakfast after a lunch or all the supplies that you need.
Yeah.
And you can spend the whole day out there. And obviously, Mala Mala is renowned for having big cat sightings and big fires and all of that. The big, hairy and the scary that people want to come and photograph. But, for example, this morning we were very lucky to have that leopard up in the tree. Later on in the morning we heard lions calling. We went and found lions. But the highlight of my morning was that we were driving along and there was a lilac-breasted roller sitting on the ground, probably the most photographed bird in Africa. But what it was doing is that it pulled out a scorpion out of the ground and it spent the next sort of 30 minutes killing the scorpion on a rock, but it was in perfect light, and because the photographic guest that I had was so keen on taking such a unique photo, that was the highlight of our morning. So it's stopping for the smaller things, stopping for the giraffe drinking, the impalas fighting, the hyenas running after it. There's a lot of flexibility with what you can stop for, because it's all up to you. And us as photo, as rangers and photographic guides, will try and point out the more unique aspects or the unique images that you can take. You know, the lion portrait's very beautiful, the leopard in a tree is amazing, but it's all these unique circumstances that you might come across that, because you're in a photographic vehicle, you might be able to exploit that or take a very memorable image afterwards.
Do you guys permit your drivers, your game rangers, to go off-road and to maybe get into the bush a little bit deeper to get those really, really unique photos you were talking about?
Yes, we do. We do have a off-roading policy. We are able to get to position pretty much at our pleasure, but obviously we take into account the environmental factors regarding the terrain we're driving into, certain trees that are very susceptible, we don't drive over certain species of trees. But barring that, we can pretty much get into any position to get the photograph, obviously respecting the animal space and safety and all of that being taken into account.
So Liam, can you tell me what your personal favorite season is to do photographic safaris in?
So the current season, winter now, is probably the more popular season to come and take photographs, just because the bush is dry, there's limited amount of water in the river, so it's easier because the bush is cut back, because there's less leaves in the trees, the grass has died down, so it's easier to see the animals. Where in summer, there's lots of rain, there's an abundance of vegetation around. So it might become very difficult. There might be a few more branches or leaves or grass in the way of your animals. But then again, in summer, you get the contrast of the colors. You're getting a leopard's coat in a lush green background, whereas now it's very browns and natural tones.
Over the past, it
was just, so anytime is great to come here. Depending on what you're interested in photographing birds, the summer will be the better time of year to come. But generally speaking and historically speaking, winter from May, June, July, August is the best time to come.
So what are some of the most amazing photos you have ever seen some of your guests take? Over the past few years, you've been doing this for a number of years now. What are the few photos that you've never forgotten and probably will never forget?
Well, two come to mind. Earlier this year, we did a 13-day photographic safari. So someone came here for 13 nights and photographic safaris, and we were doing full days and out in the bush.
Wow.
And the one morning we knew that there was a leopard, that she had two very young cubs, about 3 months old, and we went looking for her, and we found her early in the morning, and she went to go sleep under a tree. And we stayed with her. We knew exactly where she was sleeping, but we stayed with her the entire day, from 6 o'clock in the morning all the way until 5 o'clock that evening, when she finally woke up. And then she woke up and she went back to her den, and to see her calling after two very young cubs out of the den across the rocky outcrop that was next to the river, running and jumping on her, that's a moment I'll never forget.
I can imagine.
Persistence or patience paid off, and it was an amazing sighting to have.
And the second one, you said two came to mind.
The second one was, it was during the same photographic stay, but it was a pride of lions managing to, they were walking up the river, and the Sand River then was still flowing quite substantially, so the river course was quite wide. And we were in a very unique opportunity. We were following these lions at night through the reeds and in the river, and there's a very big iconic bridge at Mala Mala that allows us to cross the river when the river is in flood. And we were fortunate enough to position ourselves up on the bridge, and just below us, this pride of lions of six females cross the river in darkness, being sidelit from another vehicle, which in my opinion is the best photo I've seen taken here at Mala Mala.
So obviously you offer photographic safaris at night then as well?
We don't. Yes, we do have a night drive, but it's we normally stop for a sunset drink, sundowners as it's called, and then you do a short evening drive, whether it be 45 minutes to an hour, maybe an hour and a half. But we're back in camp by 7:30, 8 o'clock every evening.
Thank you so much, Liam Henderson, for talking to us today. He is the photographic guide and ranger at Mala Mala. Absolutely amazing. I am definitely going to go and check out all of your social media so I can find those beautiful photos that you were talking about. Otherwise, have a fantastic day.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.